Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication some call the Yellow Pages on steroids. We pride ourselves on giving women business owners the kind of exposure and recognition that many thought was only available for America's high-profile celebrities. We unite women business owners for their mutual benefit and enthusiastically give them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity together in Metro Atlanta and beyond. We're honored to lead the way in shining the spotlight on women business owners. In today's segment, we're going to be speaking with attorney Lorraine Funderburg about her role in the Power of Women United event coming up on Saturday, April 13th, 2019, in Atlanta, Georgia. Our guest today is a native of Boston, Massachusetts, and a graduate of Clark Atlanta University and Howard University School of Law. Today, she is an attorney and founder of Funderburg Law, an Atlanta-based boutique law firm focusing on entertainment, business transactions, copyrights and trademarks, and estate planning. Her organization also helps people protect their businesses, intellectual property, and their legacy. We're so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is quickly making a great name for herself in the Metro Atlanta law community, attorney Lorraine Funderburg. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that warm introduction, and thank you for having me here on your show this morning. I'm very excited.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. How are you?
All right. I hear you got a little cold, but just hang in there for a few minutes, and you'll be all right, okay?
Thanks. Yes.
You're amongst friends. I know you're extremely busy, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
All right. Well, you're going to be one of the featured speakers at the upcoming Power of Women United event. How were you selected for a coveted panelist spot at this empowering event?
I was actually reached out on Instagram, believe it or not. So I follow some of the people who are involved in the event, Infinite Marketing Solutions, Jap Productions, Dev Demetries Foundations, and Moomin Music LLC. And, you know, we've kind of just always corresponded back and forth on Instagram. And so when the event came about, they reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to be a part. And once I learned everything that, you know, the organization was about and what they were trying to do, I was like, of course. I just couldn't pass up on the opportunity.
All right. Well, Attorney Funderburg, what will be your role at the event?
So I'm actually one of the featured panelists among a lot of different entrepreneurs and marketing consultants, and I think life coaches, financial advisors, accountants. I believe I'm the only attorney, but I will be speaking on a panel talking about the importance of getting your businesses set up the correct way and securing and protecting your business assets, more importantly, copyrights and trademarks.
Okay. So will you also be speaking in any breakout sessions or only on the panel?
Just on the panel.
Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit more about what you'll be discussing at the event.
So mainly I'll be talking about, you know, how to structure your business so that you can receive your maximum benefit and most minimal hassle, you know, protecting yourself and minimizing risks. So I'll be discussing the different entity types and how selecting the right one for your business can either make or break your business. And I'll also be discussing, like I said, the different intellectual property rights, more importantly, copyrights and trademarks, because those are my specific specialties. I don't really deal in patents or trade secrets. And basically, I'm informing everyone how important it is to protect those rights and learning how to license them and if you're using somebody else's trademarks or copyrights, you know, basically what you need to know how to protect and license those, you know, business assets.
Okay. Well, you said it was important. So tell us a little bit more about why it's so very important for people to learn more about your topic.
Well, from the business standpoint, you definitely want to have some sort of entity structured so that you can shield yourself from personal liability. And if you're in business with other people, some sort of form and documentation that describes, you know, how the business will be ran, you know, different profit shares, how you vote in new members, things like that. And more importantly, just to protect the business and protect yourself as an individual. And like I said, it's really all about protection, honestly, at the end of the day. So protect yourself, protect your business, and make sure you're able to monetize off of your business assets. So, I mean, that's what we're in business for, to make money and to make sure we do it with, you know, minimal risk. So that's why everything that I'm talking about is important.
So where did your passion come from to study copyrights and trademarks?
Honestly, it's kind of funny because I went to law school thinking I was going to be a criminal defense attorney. I wanted to, you know, make sure my people didn't fall victim to the justice system. And when I got to law school, I kind of hated all of my criminal law courses. They were pretty uninteresting to me. And then I just found this real interest in copyrights and trademarks. And it was more because after practicing, because I did practice a little bit in criminal law, because I didn't want to give up on the idea that, you know, I wanted to make sure my people didn't fall victim to the system. It was something that was a little heavy for me. You know, I worked with death penalty mitigation, you know, representing clients who were being charged with the death penalty and things like that. And it started to be a little wearing on the soul. I wanted something that was, like, important. And dealing with people's, you know, property and intellect is very important, but it was something that I would be able to go home and sleep at night, if that makes any sense. So that was one thing. And also, I really admire creatives. That was one thing that, you know, being around people who are musicians, writers, things like that, they're always very passionate about what it is that they do. And I never really found that passion in anything for myself necessarily, but I was always moved by just creative individuals. And I had the skill set, you know, that could help them out. So I figured it was just kind of a good connection there.
Now, you're a native of Boston. How'd you get to Clark Atlanta and then Howard?
Well, I definitely wanted to attend an HBCU after growing up in Boston. It's very white. So I wanted to go to Howard first for undergrad, but I didn't get my acceptance letter from them until I was actually at Howard. Atlanta was just a place that I knew that was, you know, full of black people, successful black people, where, you know, we were just doing it out here. So Clark Atlanta was the HBCU that I wanted to choose because I went to all-girls school and when I was younger, so I wasn't really interested in doing that, you know, in college. So Clark Atlanta won by default. And
so,
for Howard, because I always...
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, and I was going to
go ahead.
With Howard, it was because I wanted to attend Howard for undergrad, so when I got accepted there for law school, it was just kind of a no-brainer.
Okay, all right. So do you get a chance to go back to Boston?
Not as much as I should, honestly, because all of my family is still there. But it's very cold, and I'm not a fan of the cold, so I don't visit very often.
Okay, well, I'm sure they're happy to come down to sunny Atlanta to see you.
Absolutely, and my mom actually moved here not too long ago, so.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, tell our listening audience what time you'll be speaking at the event.
So my panel is at 5 p.m., from 5 p.m. to 5:20. The entire event is from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., so we each have about maybe 20 to 30 minutes to speak, all of the different panelists, and there's lots of us. So, but, yeah, I'll be there from 5 to 5:20.
So what do you hope is the most important takeaway from this event for your attendees?
I would just want for people to take their businesses very seriously and to set themselves up in a way that, you know, minimizes risk and maximizes profit. I think we live in a time where a lot of people are entrepreneurs, and instead of working the 9-to-5 and going to corporate America, they want to do their own thing. And I think that's great. I think it's wonderful. And I think that in order for us to be successful at it, we just need to be equipped with the right tools and resources so that we know exactly what we need to do, how to do it, and, you know, which different professionals we can consult to help us get, you know, things done and structured the right way.
All right. Well, when and where is the Power of Women United event being held?
So it is this upcoming Saturday, April 13th, 3-7, and it is at the venue at Redan, and that is 4964 Redan Road in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
And what's the cost to attend?
The cost start at $30 for general admission. They have some VIP tickets, I believe, for $60.
Okay. And so where can people find out more information about you, the event, and your law firm?
You can definitely find me on Instagram at Funderburg Law or at Lawyer Mommy Lorray. You can also check out my website, www.funderburglaw.com. The event is also being posted all over Instagram. Infinite Market Solutions is one of the Instagram handles that you can find it, and you can find it on my webpage as well.
All right. So, and finally, you know, are there any other ways our listeners can connect with you?
Yes, definitely. You can call my office. I can be reached at 678-814-6300 or by email, lorray@funderburglaw.com. And that Funderburg is F as in Frank, U N Nancy, D Dog, E R Robert, B Boy, U R Robert, G Girl.
All right. Attorney Lorray Funderburg, founder of Funderburg Law. Thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and Miss Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.